Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to be exploring something pretty interesting. It's about why tech knowledge is important. I mean, not just for, those people who are looking for those big, high-paying tech jobs,
Right.
but really for everyone. And we'll be looking at this article
Okay.
called "Why Everyone Needs Tech Knowledge Beyond Just a High-Paying Career."
Interesting.
And we'll be diving deep into this and looking at some surprising examples and some practical things you can take away from this.
Awesome.
Yeah, so
Well, it's fascinating how this article really challenges the whole idea that, if you want to get into tech, you got to be a programmer.
yeah, it's like that's the only option.
Right, exactly. And the author of this article actually walks the walk.
Yeah. Oh, really?
They come from a business background,
Oh, cool.
operating within the tech world, not as a coder at all.
Interesting.
So it really drives home the point that tech's so much more than just, sitting there writing code.
Yeah, for
So,
sure. For sure. And, it's about curiosity and problem solving and just this deep understanding of, our digital world, which is kind of exploding around us.
absolutely, it is. And the author shares this really interesting story about their father, actually. He was the exclusive distributor of Amstrad computers
Whoa.
in New Zealand back in the early 80s.
Oh.
Can you imagine? That was like practically unheard of back then.
Yeah, talk about a blast from the past. I mean, like,
Oh, hell.
that really is, yeah, wow.
It really makes you realize how much things have changed.
For sure.
No.
For sure. And speaking of change, the author also talks about, like, their early career experiences
Yeah.
and how they kind of had a front row seat to how the digital revolution
Yeah.
impacted, like, the legal profession.
Yeah, their first real professional exposure to tech was witnessing intellectual property law, like trying to adapt to this new digital age.
Yeah.
Like, think about cyber squatting,
Right.
where people were just grabbing all these domain names,
Yeah.
hoping to sell them off for a big profit.
Yeah, that's still happening today.
It is, but it was like the Wild West back then.
Oh, I bet. I bet.
So that was one thing. And then content distribution was a huge issue.
Oh, yeah.
This shift from traditional media to online platforms
Yeah.
just totally changed how we consume and share information.
Right.
So laws had to adapt.
Yeah, keep up with the times, right?
Exactly. And they even talk about the Y2K bug.
Oh,
Do we?
Y2K. Remember that?
I mean, it seems almost quaint now looking back on it, but
Right.
it really underscored how much we relied on technology even back then.
Oh, absolutely. Imagine if something like that happened today
Oh my God.
with our reliance on cloud computing and everything being interconnected.
I mean, the consequences don't even bear thinking about.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
Yeah.
we've kind of established that technology. It's like everywhere, right?
It is.
But why should someone who's not, necessarily looking for a tech career care about all of this? Like, what's in it for them?
That's a great question. And the author makes this really compelling argument that understanding tech, it's not optional anymore. It's like crucial for being effective in any field. Okay, so I can see that for like digital marketing, e-commerce, things like that. But what about like other fields?
It's everywhere. Think about a healthcare professional working with digital records and all the new diagnostic tools,
Yeah.
or a business leader trying to make data-driven decisions based on, information gathered through technology.
Right.
Even created fields like music and art are utilizing tech in like totally new and innovative ways.
So it's more about, I guess, digital literacy than just, coding.
Exactly, digital literacy. It's like a whole range of skills and knowledge.
Okay.
It's
Fair.
being able to find information, evaluate it, use it effectively in a digital environment.
Okay.
It's about understanding how technology works, how it impacts us, and how to use it responsibly.
That makes a lot of sense. And the author also talks about how the role of like tech professionals themselves is changing,
Right.
like in this crazy fast-paced landscape.
Yeah, one of the biggest shifts is automation.
Okay.
We're at this point now where artificial intelligence, it's being used to automate tasks that like humans used to do.
So you're telling me computers are learning to code themselves.
Yeah, it sounds like sci-fi, but it's real.
What does that mean for human software engineers?
That's a really valid concern.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean the end of programmers.
Oh.
The focus is shifting to more complex, higher level stuff.
Okay.
So engineers now are focused on designing these really intricate systems, problem solving, and, applying creative thinking to using AI effectively.
So it's less about, writing lines of code and more about understanding the bigger picture and kind of guiding the technology,
Exactly.
right?
It's
Yeah.
like, you don't need to know how to build a car to be a good driver.
Right.
So in the future, engineers are going to be more like architects and conductors,
Okay.
orchestrating and guiding the technology.
That's a great analogy. Yeah, I like that.
So,
it really highlights how important adaptability and like continuous learning are in this world.
Absolutely.
And the author actually offers some pretty practical steps for people who want to embrace tech, even if they're not, you know, aspiring software developers.
The first one is deceptively simple: experiment and play.
Wait, so just messing around can help you learn about tech?
Yeah, think about when you were a kid.
Yeah.
You learned by playing with blocks, building forts, taking things apart.
Right.
You were curious.
Yeah.
So that same approach can be used for tech.
So tapping into that childlike wonder.
Exactly.
And experimenting without being afraid to fail.
Yeah, the author actually talks about spending hours in their grandfather's shed, just tinkering with electronics, trying to build robots, just figuring out how things worked.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's that hands-on learning.
It is.
That's so powerful.
It is.
And these days, I mean, there are so many resources available that make that kind of learning even easier.
Yeah, you've got platforms like Codecademy.
Right.
That offer free courses on programming.
Oh, wow.
And if you're interested in machine learning, Google provides free training through TensorFlow.
That's incredible. I mean, you can literally start learning for free.
You can.
No expensive courses or boot camps.
Nope. And the best part is it doesn't have to feel like studying.
Right.
You can learn by playing with apps.
Yeah.
You know, testing out software or building something simple from scratch.
It's making it fun.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the author even shares this inspiring story about this young guy named Brandon Ralph.
Okay.
Who turned his passion for Minecraft.
Wait, Minecraft?
Yeah, it's amazing.
He had a successful career.
Wow.
He was so passionate about it
yeah.
that he started building a marketing agency within the game.
What?
And he ended up selling it to Microsoft.
No way.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It really shows you that passion and curiosity can lead to these amazing, unexpected career paths.
Wow.
So what other advice does the author have?
Yeah.
Networking is crucial.
Okay.
Talking to people who are already in the tech world can give you invaluable insights.
So it's not just about reading articles or watching tutorials online.
It's like actually going out and talking to people.
Exactly. The author suggests reaching out to developers, UX designers, entrepreneurs, data scientists, you know, whoever's work sparks your interest.
It's like getting that backstage pass to the industry.
It is.
Hearing those firsthand experiences.
Exactly. And understanding the nuances of all these different paths.
Yeah. Because that's got to be way more insightful than just reading generic job descriptions online.
Right. Do they have any tips on how to actually network effectively?
Yeah, because I feel like, especially in tech where everything moves so fast.
Right. It can be tough.
Yeah.
Well, they emphasize that it doesn't have to be super formal or intimidating.
Okay.
So attending local meetups,
yeah.
Connecting on LinkedIn,
right.
Even just a virtual coffee chat can be a great way to start.
That makes it seem a lot less scary.
It should be.
Yeah, because you always hear about how important networking is.
You do.
But it can feel like a bit of a mystery sometimes.
For sure.
Especially when you're new to a field.
Yeah, and you know what else the author really stresses?
What's that?
Leveraging all those free learning resources online.
Oh, yeah, there's a ton of that.
There is, and they specifically mentioned Google's Digital Garage.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
They offer 40 hours.
40 hours.
Of training.
That's like a whole mini course.
It is, and it covers all sorts of topics.
Like what?
From the basics of online marketing and SEO to more specialized areas, like programmatic advertising.
Wow. That's a lot.
It is pretty comprehensive.
Yeah.
Any other recommendations?
Yeah. Are there any others?
YouTube.
Really?
And I'm not talking about just the entertainment stuff.
Oh, okay.
You can find so many high-quality tutorials and educational content on any tech subject you can think of.
Wow.
From coding and cybersecurity to data science and AI.
I always kind of forget about YouTube. I think I get stuck in the whole entertainment loop.
I know. It's easy to do.
Yeah.
But there's a ton of knowledge buried in there.
Yeah, you're right.
And the beauty is you learn at your own pace.
Right.
You can revisit things and dive deep into what interests you.
That's a great point.
But you know what?
What's that?
The author encourages us to go beyond just learning skills.
Okay.
And develop a point of view on technology itself.
So not just learning how to code or use a specific program.
No.
But actually thinking about how tech impacts society in the future.
Exactly. They pose some interesting questions to get you started.
Okay. Like what?
What does the future of e-commerce look like? How will AI change customer service?
Wow.
What problems need solving in the industry you're interested in?
Those are some big questions.
They are.
But I see what you mean. It's about going beyond the technical skills
Yeah.
and really considering the implications of technology.
Right. How it shapes our world and how we can use it to make a positive impact.
So becoming more than just a user, but like an active participant.
Exactly.
That's really cool.
And that brings us to one of the most crucial takeaways.
Okay.
The tech journey never really ends.
It's always evolving, right?
It is. Technology is constantly changing.
Yeah.
Continuous learning is key. The author even compares themselves to a kid in a candy store. Even after decades in the industry, they're still excited by new innovations.
I love that analogy.
I do too.
Yeah.
It really shows how important it is to keep that beginner's mindset.
Yeah.
Even when you're an expert.
Right.
It's that curiosity that keeps you ahead of the curve.
It's about the journey.
Exactly.
Not just the destination.
Yes. And speaking of destinations, the author ends with this powerful message.
Okay. What is it?
Tech is for everyone.
I love that.
It challenges the idea that technology is just for a select few.
Yeah.
Whether you're pursuing a career in tech or just want to improve your skills or just be a more informed citizen.
Yeah.
Technology has something for everyone.
The author seems really passionate about breaking down that myth that tech is just for developers and engineers.
Absolutely.
It comes back to digital literacy being so important for success
yeah.
in today's world.
No matter what your job is,
yeah.
it's about empowering yourself with the knowledge and skills to navigate this digital world.
And it's about embracing the opportunities that tech offers.
Whether
it's creating new solutions, connecting with people, or just expanding your knowledge.
Yeah.
The author urges us to be proactive.
Yes.
And embrace technology.
Yeah.
And reminds us that the future belongs to those who are willing to dive in.
Absolutely.
This has been such a great discussion.
It has.
About why everyone needs technology.
Yeah.
But before we wrap up,
okay.
I have one final question for our listeners.
Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah, so it's not just about reading articles or watching those tutorials online.
No, it's about getting out there and connecting with people.
Really getting into the field.
Exactly, like actually talking to people
okay.
who are already doing the work.
So, like you said, developers, UX designers.
Yeah, entrepreneurs, data scientists.
Okay.
Like anyone whose work you find interesting.
So it's about getting that, like, insider perspective.
It is. It's like getting a backstage pass
right.
to the tech industry.
Yeah, because I feel like that's got to be so much more valuable than just like reading those generic job descriptions you see online.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So did they give any specific tips on like how to network effectively?
Yeah, because I know it could be kind of intimidating.
Yeah, especially in tech where things move so fast.
Right, exactly.
Like, how do you even keep up?
Well, they emphasize that it doesn't have to be this, like, super formal, scary thing.
Okay, that's good.
Like, you don't need to go to these big, fancy events.
Right.
Just attending, like, local meetups.
Okay.
Connecting with people on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Or even just, like, having a virtual coffee chat.
Right, just reaching out.
Exactly. Those are great ways to start.
Okay, that makes it seem a lot more approachable.
It should be.
Yeah. Because I feel like networking is one of those things that everyone's always like, you got to network, you got to network.
It is important.
It is, but it can feel kind of mysterious.
It can.
Especially when you're new to a field.
Absolutely.
And you know what else the author really stresses? It's taking advantage of all the free learning resources that are available online.
Oh, yeah. There's so much out there.
I mean, it's incredible.
It is. And they specifically mentioned Google's Digital Garage.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Have you tried it?
I haven't actually, no.
You should check it out.
Yeah.
They offer like 40 hours of training.
Crazy.
On all sorts of tech topics.
It's like a whole course.
It's basically a mini course.
Wow. What kind of stuff do they cover?
Everything from like the fundamentals of online marketing and SEO.
Okay.
To more specialized areas like programmatic advertising.
Wow. That's pretty comprehensive.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, what about you? Any other resources you're curious about?
Yeah. Are there any other like online platforms that they recommend?
Well, aside from Google's Digital Garage,
yeah,
they're a big fan of YouTube.
Really?
And not just for, like, watching funny cat videos.
Oh, okay, good, because I thought you were going to say that.
No.
Okay.
You can find so many high-quality tutorials and educational videos on, like, any tech subject you can imagine.
Oh.
From coding and cybersecurity
okay.
to data science
mm-hmm.
and artificial intelligence.
See, I always forget about YouTube. I think I just get so caught up in the entertainment side of it.
I know it's easy to do.
Yeah.
But there's a goldmine of information in there.
You're right.
And the best part is you can learn at your own pace.
Yeah.
You can go back and revisit things.
Right.
You can really dive deep into the areas that interest you.
That's a really good point.
But you know what?
It's that.
The author actually encourages us to go beyond just learning specific skills
Okay.
and start to develop like a point of view on technology itself.
So it's not just about, you know, learning how to code or use a certain program.
No.
It's about thinking critically about like how tech impacts us.
Exactly.
And the future.
Right. They actually pose some really interesting questions to get you thinking.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, what does the future of e-commerce look like? How is artificial intelligence going to change the way we experience customer service? And what problems need solving in, like, the specific industry you're interested in?
Those are some big questions.
They are, but they're important ones to consider.
Yeah. See what you mean? It's about, like, thinking beyond those technical skills and looking at the bigger picture.
Exactly.
How tech shapes our world and how we can use it to make a positive impact.
Right, becoming more than just a user, but like an active participant.
I like that.
And that actually leads us to one of the most crucial takeaways from this whole article.
Okay, what is it?
The tech journey never really ends.
It's always evolving.
It is. Technology is constantly changing.
Yeah, for sure.
So continuous learning is absolutely key.
I can imagine.
The author actually compares themselves to a kid in a candy store.
Oh, that's cute.
Even after decades in the industry, they're still so excited by new innovations.
I love that analogy.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it really highlights that importance of maintaining that beginner's mindset.
It does.
Like, even when you feel like you've reached a certain level of expertise.
It's that curiosity that keeps you ahead of the curve.
So it's about the journey.
Exactly.
Not the destination.
The journey, not the destination.
And speaking of destinations.
Yes.
The author ends with this really powerful message.
Oh, I love this one.
Okay, what is it?
Tech is for everyone.
I love that message.
It is a good one.
It is.
It challenges that whole idea that technology is only for like a select group of people.
Yeah.
Whether you're thinking about a career in tech or just want to improve your skills in your current field.
Right.
Or just be a more informed citizen in this digital age.
Yeah.
Technology has something for everyone.
And the author seems really passionate about like breaking down that myth.
Oh, yeah.
That tech is just for developers and engineers.
Absolutely.
It comes back to that idea of digital literacy.
It does.
Being so essential for success in today's world.
Yeah, no matter what your job is.
It's about empowering yourself.
It is.
With the knowledge and skills.
Exactly.
To navigate this increasingly digital world.
And embracing all the opportunities that come with it.
Yeah, whether it's creating innovative solutions, connecting with people across the globe.
Yes.
Or just expanding your knowledge and understanding of the world around us.
The author really urges us to be proactive.
Okay.
To embrace technology.
Yeah.
And they remind us that the future belongs to those who are willing to dive in.
I love that.
It's a good message.
It is a good message.
So.
This has been such a fascinating discussion.
It has been.
About why everyone needs tech knowledge.
So important.
Yeah. But before we wrap up.
Okay.
I have one final question for our listeners.
I'm ready.
So we've talked about, you know, practical steps and resources.
Yeah.
But what about the mindset?
Right.
You know, the mindset that you need to really thrive in this tech world.
Yeah.
That's always changing.
It is.
What can people do to kind of cultivate that always learning attitude, even if they don't come from like a tech background?
That's a really good question. Oh. And, you know, the author kind of touches on this. Remember that anecdote about feeling like a kid in a candy store?
Yeah.
Even after all those years in the industry?
Yeah.
I think that sense of wonder and excitement, that's really crucial.
So it's about approaching tech with that genuine curiosity.
Yes.
Like it's a playground.
It is.
Not some like scary challenge.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's that openness to learning.
Okay.
Experimenting. And yeah, even failing sometimes.
Right.
That allows you to really grow.
Okay.
In a field that's constantly changing.
So being comfortable with not knowing everything.
Yeah.
Being okay with making mistakes.
Exactly. It's about embracing the unknown.
Yeah.
And seeing those challenges as opportunities.
Yeah. You know, it makes me think of those people who are always like the first to get the new gadgets.
Yeah, the early adopters.
Yeah.
They're not afraid to jump in and figure it out as they go.
They just dive in head first.
Exactly, even if they run into some problems along the way.
They're the ones reading the instruction manuals.
Yes.
And, you know, maybe even breaking things.
Hopefully not literally.
Yeah, hopefully not literally, but.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, that hands-on approach.
It's so valuable.
It really is.
Especially in tech.
It's about being a participant.
Yes.
Not just someone watching from the sidelines.
Exactly. And we've talked about all those resources.
We have.
That are out there to support that.
Yeah.
From online courses to just playing around with new apps.
Right.
There are so many ways to engage with technology.
Yeah. And a lot of them are free.
Exactly. It's just about finding what interests you.
Yeah, what sparks your curiosity.
And diving in.
This deep dive has been amazing.
It has.
It's really shown how tech, it's not just a field.
No.
It's a way of thinking.
It is.
It's about innovation, problem solving, and always learning.
And most importantly, it's for everyone.
Exactly. So to all our listeners out there,
yeah.
Don't be intimidated by technology.
It can seem scary, but...
embrace the challenge.
Yes.
Be curious.
Dive in.
The future belongs to those who are willing to explore and learn and adapt.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
We hope you learned a lot.
And that you're feeling inspired.
To embrace the world of tech.
Until next time.
Keep exploring.